This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaBaim. We have an amazing topic today. The Mishnah in Ksubas Daf Pei Daled brought a case of somebody who died. He left a wife, he left a Baal Chayv, he left Yarshim, and he also had a Pikadon or a Milveh in other people's possession. Rav Tarfon says you give it to the weakest one. Rabbi Kiva says you give it to the Yarshim because they all need to swear and the Yarshim don't need to swear. However, if you have Peirois, then Kol HaKodem Mehem Zoicha. If the woman takes more than she needs, or the Baal Chayv more than she needs, Rav Tarfon says the extra goes to the weakest. Rabbi Kiva says Ein Merachamin Min Adin. You give it to the Yarshim. So the Gemara asks, why does Rabbi Akiva say Yinasnu liyarshim only on the extra? Everything belongs to the Yarshim. Because the reason of Rabbi Akiva is because the Yarshim don't have to swear. So then, in that case, the Yarshim shouldn't only get the Maisar, they should get everything. So the Gemara says, Ein Chanami, since Rav Tarfon was talking about the extra, Rabbi Akiva also spoke about the extra. The Gemara says, and what about according to Rabbi Akiva, grabbing doesn't help at all? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva would agree, grabbing helps mechayim. And Rav Nachman also said the same thing. The Gemara has a machloike. The Gemara says, and according to Rav Tarfon, where exactly is it placed? Rav and Shmuel say, in Rosh Hashanah, not a simta. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakir say, even in a simta. Now the Gemara continues. The Dayanim donned a case like Rav Tarfon that the Tfisa works, and Reish Lakish retracted because of Rabbi Akiva. To which Rabbi Yochanan said, you're making Rabbi Akiva like a Din Torah. So Gemara says, what exactly do Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue on? Do they argue on if you make a mistake in a Mishnah, do you retract or not? Where Reish Lakish says, Tab Dvar Mishnah Chayzer, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein Chayzer. No, the Gemara says, everyone says Chayzer. The question is the halacha like Rabbi Akiva only from his friend and not from his Rebbe? That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish says, even the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, even against his Rebbe, Rabbi Tarfon. Okay, so the Gemara seems to establish that Rav Tarfon is the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva. Then the Gemara says, well, you could say everybody would say the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva against his friend and not against his Rebbe. And the question is Rav Tarfon the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva? Reish Lakish says he's not. Rabbi Yochanan says he is. Or everybody says he's not. He's just a friend. And here the machlokes is the halacha like Rabbi Akiva, or are we just inclined to say like Rabbi Akiva? It's interesting that there's a discussion here. Is Rav Tarfon the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva? So Rav Asi asked me this morning, why can't we bring a raya that Rabbi Akiva was not a student of Rav Tarfon from the Haggadah Shel Pesach? Right? This Gemara seems to be discussing the issue of whether who was the student of who. In other words, is Rabbi Akiva a student of Rav Tarfon, or is he a Talmud Chaver of Rav Tarfon? Well, Rav Asi wanted to know, why can't we bring a raya from the Haggadah? Maseh b'Rabbi Eliezer v'Rabbi Yoshua Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon. Now let's talk about this order for a moment. Rabbi Reuven Margolis in his Haggadah says that the order of the Tanoim listed are based on the idea that Gadol Yoshev Emsa, the greatest one, sits in the middle. Now who is the greatest one over here? I mean, you could say Rabbi Akiva was the greatest one. He, in a way, was even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevertheless, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the Nasi. How do we know he was the Nasi? Because according to the Girsa of the Rambam in the Haggadah, the next passage, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Rambam's Girsa is Amar Lohem Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That at that say there, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Hare ani kaven shivim shana. Yeah? That means it happened when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the Nasi. So that would make sense why he's sitting in the middle. And that means he's flanked on the right side by Rabbi Shua, the Av Bezden. But on the left side, you have Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfain. So Rabbi Asi pointed out, Rabbi Akiva is mentioned first. Rabbi Akiva is mentioned first. Should that not indicate that Rabbi Akiva was not a student of Rabbi Tarfain? Because if he was a student of Rabbi Tarfain, it should say Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Tarfain, Rabbi Akiva. Okay? So I was hoping to be able to give shir on this morning. First of all, if you could connect Daf HaShavua to the Haggadah, that's a win-win. I mean, you got to give me points for that. To connect Iyun Daf HaShavua to the Haggadah, that, I get something for that. Maybe a mug? I don't know. But I was looking around. Rabasi, I told Rabasi to send me the Masifta Gemara comments on this. Meanwhile, I looked in the Masifta Haggadah, and sure enough, I looked through a lot of Haggadahs. The Masifta Haggadah brings that Toisvis and Ksubis on Daf Kuf Hei deals with this issue. But sort of roundabout. Let's look at Ksubis on Daf Kuf Hei. The Gemara over there is talking about the order of various Chachamim. And Toisvis, Zivri Amaschal, the Chashiv Leikatani, Toisvis says, Veli Nira, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The ninth line, the chashav le hachashav yoser. That the more important you are, you're counted first. By the way, where else do we have this idea that the more chashav you are, you're counted first? We have it by the Menois Sofchad. No? There's an idea that the more chashav you are, you're counted first. So Toisus says, Va'af agav diktani chananimus reshe hachanami ashkechan. Listen to this. Masa Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Frak Toisvis. Who is more chashev, Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah? Rabbi Akiva is more chashev than Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, even though Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah was the Nasi. Afal pish Rabbi Akiva haya chashev mer Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Shehu haya roish lechacham, Rabbi Akiva was the head of all the chachamim. Uvechol duchti amrina, and we always say kagoin Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav. And in the end of the first parak of Yevamos, Gabe Maisad Rab Doisav and Horkenes to Amar Lehem Rabbi Yeshua, Ani Eilech, I'm going to go, Va'achar of me, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Va'achar of me, Rabbi Akiva, Uchshenich Nesu Etzel, Amar Lehem Rabbi Yeshua, Yesh Ben La'Azariah Chavereinu. They didn't even know Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was alive. Ulu Rabbi Akiva Amar, Ata hu Sheshimcha Hoylech Misoifa Oylem Yad Soifai. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they didn't even know who he was. Rabbi Akiva was world famous. But nevertheless, Rabbi Elazar was mentioned first. Why? You know why Rabbi Elazar was mentioned first? Shehaya mi mishpacha miyuchasas yoser. He was from a more prestigious family. Right? Rabbi Akiva was from Gerim. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Asiri le'Ezra. V'gam bishvil nisiyusai. And also because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Nasi. Now, according to this Tosfos, it comes out, if you wanted to know, why was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah listed ahead of Rabbi Akiva, though Rabbi Akiva was greater? A, he was more miyuchases, and B, he was the Nasi. So then why does it say Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua first in that Mishnah? Rabbi Yeshua was the Av Bezdin. Rabbi Elazar, we're talking about Rabbi Elazar Haggadah, Rabbi Elazar ben Horkenes. Maybe because the Mishnah says in Avos that he outweighs all the Chachamim together. That's the first Tosfos I wanted to point out. But there's another Tosfos in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Thank you, Naftali. Naftali is at Nashir also today because today is the Isru Chag of Shevet Naftali. I had to say that, of course, Naftali, you know? So, Toysis in Avodah Zarah, Daf Memhe Amud Aleph, Divri Hamaschal Amar. Toysis says like this. Look at Toysis, Divri Hamaschal Amar Rabbi Kiva, Ani Oivin Va'oidin Lefanecha. By the way, this is a very interesting Mishnah. where Rabbi Kiva says, I will demonstrate wherever there's a tall mountain in Eretz Yisrael, you should know there was Avodah Zarah there. Based on this Mishnah, the Chassam Sofer has a tshuva, so why was the Har HaBayis mutter to make the Makam HaMikdashan if every single mountain was a Makam Avodah Zarah? So Chassam Sofer quotes his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler, because originally it was not a har, it was a makayim. It was a flat land, and therefore they did not put Avodah Zarah there. It was only because of the tefillah of Avraham Avinu that that makayim became a har. So Tosfos says that the fact that Rabbi Kiva says, Ani oivin va'oidin lefanecha, that's mashma that Rabbi Yossi Aglili was older than Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Kiva says, I would come to you. Also in the last parak of Gittin, it mentions Rabbi Yossi HaGlili before Rabbi Elazar ben Azan, Rabbi Kiva. But at the end of Ezehu Makoiman, Gabi Rav Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, V'hoye Shom, Talmud Echad, Shabal, Lefnei Chachomim, Tchila, V'Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Shemai, V'amrino Nami, Be'erven, Sh'amro Loi, Bruria, De'bisud Rameir, Shahaya mitamide basroi shor Reb Akiva Galili Shaita. So the question is, it's mashma that in our Mishnah the Rabbi Yosef Galili was older than Rabbi Akiva, and yet elsewhere it's mashma that Bruria, the wife of Rameir is one of the last students Rabbi Akiva, called Galili the fool. Galili Shoita. V'nira de Talmud Chaver Hayolai Rabbi Yosef Aglili Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef Aglili was a Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Akiva. V'rach mimenu b'shanim hayu. He was younger. Ay, v'af agav shemaskira b'parak basra de gittin mekami Rabbi Akiva. Even though in other places he's mentioned before Rabbi Akiva. Loi kasha de kamoi kein maskir ba'agadas ha-pesach Rabbi Akiva koidem Rav Tarfon shehaya rabbi, says Tosfos, you can make a big deal about an order. Why? What's the raya? The raya is the Haggadah. It says Rabbi Akiva before Rav Tarfon. Don't bring a raya that the fact that it says one person before the other, that means he's greater. It even mentions Rabbi Akiva before Rav Tarfon is Rebbe. How do we know he's his Rebbe? Says Tosfos, looking ksubis pei dalet amud beis. So Tosfos seems to be saying that Rabbi Yosef Aglili is younger than Rabbi Akiva. By the way, we're going to have Rabbi Yosef Aglili, I believe, in the Haggadah also. He's one of the opinions of how many Makos there were. Let's see, right? Let's go to the Haggadah. How many opinions were there of the Makos? You have Rabbi Akiva. You have Rabbi Yosef Aglili. And who's the third Shita? What?
Rabbi Eliezer.
You have Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva. So it's interesting that Rabbi Yosef Aglili would go first. Especially Tosfos is saying he's a Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Akiva. I guess that's another question you could ask. Why is Rabbi Yosef Aglili mentioned first in... The number of Makos, but it goes from less to more. Be it as it may, I want to share with you one more thing. Tosfos doesn't really say. Tosfos says, don't make a big deal about the fact that it says Rabbi Yosef Aglili before Rabbi Akiva, that somehow that means Rabbi Yosef Aglili is greater. We have the same kind of thing that it says Rabbi Akiva before Rav Tarfon, like Asi was Medayik, and still Rabbi Akiva was a student of Rav Tarfon. So the Netziv in his Haggadah, he's bothered, okay, what's pshat in this Tosfos? Why would it say Rabbi Akiva before Rav Tarfon? And then it says, very simply, he says, "Af agav shrab tarfin hoya kashish from Rabbi Akiva, The Netziv and the Imre Shefer says, even though he was older, the Ikosvara and Ksubis Pedal and Amid Beis, that Rav Tarfon was the Rebbe, Mikomakam Chosiv Lur Bekiva, Rav Tarfon Besoif, Mishum Shahaya Bivnei Brak. Because you got to know where you are. This was Bnei Brak. Mekoimet Sherabi Akiva, Kedi Yisa B'Sanhedrin, Acha Rabbi Akiva L'Bnei Brak, V'Hava Mar Da'asra, he's the rabbi, V'Odav Mir of Tarfain, Ayin Toises Ksubis Daf Kofhei Amen Aleph. So, the Netziv seems to be saying, I don't think I would disagree with the Masifta Haggadah. In other words, the Masifta Haggadah learns that the Netziv is saying Pshat and Toises. I don't think so. Because the Masifta Haggadah says, well, Tosfos says don't make a big deal about it, and but Tosfos doesn't say why. So look in the Netziv, and the Netziv explains because Rebbe Akiva is the Mar da'Asra. The Netziv, I don't think, is consistent with Tosfos. Because according to the Netziv, Tosfos no longer has a raya, don't make a big deal about the fact of the order, because it says Rebbe Akiva before Rav Tarfain. Well, according to the Netziv, the reason it says Rebbe Akiva before Rav Tarfain because Rebbe Akiva is the Mar da'Asra. So then that disproves the proof from the Haggadah that there's no Seder in the order. Meaning Tosfos is trying to say, oh, don't make a big deal about the order. The proof is the Haggadah, where it's also, it says Rebbe Akiva before Rav Tarfon. According to Netziv, there's a reason for that. It's because Rebbe Akiva is a Mar da'Asra. So you don't have a proof anymore from the Haggadah. In any event, it's interesting that what we're learning in the Gemara is related to what we're going to say tomorrow night. Have an amazing Seder. Actually, I think we have to do Daf Pehe. And I think we got to do it today somehow. No promises, but I think we got to do Daf Pehe today. And I think tonight is during Vedika. We might have to do it before Mincha. Let's see if we could do that. I'll let you know. What? You want to say something?
Interesting, but when it's Rabbi Yossi, like we mean, brings on the bottom of the Sifta.
Yeah.
It says, Rabbi Yossi has being arrived from the Hatumen. The Gemara need to, you know, bring arrived from Shaitan. I just thought it was interesting that it's Rabbi Yossi, I believe.
Oh.
And the Terrace is that he brings down Ethel again. It's not using Hatumen.
So it's
interesting.
Very good. Very good. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.